The Padavradic Charger Astu Tata Sata Shri Shimanas Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Pandacharya Viscount's Divine Grace Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Haridas Kaukav Ki Jai. Prem Chikahoshi Krishna Tetana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasavi Shri Gaurabha Tabin Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Kopagopanas Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Gira Govardhan Ki Jai. Nabadi Maipur Dham Ki Jai. Dwarka Dham Maturi Dham Ki Jai. Shri Ganga Devi Jamundi Devi Ki Jai. Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Gua Premanandi. All glories to the Assembled of Devotees. All glories to the Assembled of Devotees. All glories to the Assembled of Devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Shri, Shri Guru, and Shri Guru. So we're continuing with our study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 11, chapter 22. Today's text is number 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasham Yati Karadashi Vikalpa Vadatim Padam Prapte Shamadame Vyeti Vadastamanu Shamyati Yasham Yati Karadashi Vikalpa Vadatam Padam Prapte Shamadame Vyeti Vadastamanu Shamyati. Yasham, of which energies of mind, yati karat, by the interaction, ashit, has arisen, Vikalpa. Difference of opinion. Vadatam. Of those arguing. Padam. The subject of discussion. Prapti. When one has achieved. Shama. The ability to fix his intelligence on me. Dhamme. And control of his external senses. Apyeti. Disappears. That difference of opinion. Vada. The argument itself. Tamanu. Consequently. Samyuti. Subsides. Translation. By interaction of my energies, different opinions arise. But for those who have fixed their intelligence on me and controlled their senses, differences of perception disappear. And consequently, the very cause for argument is removed. Responsibly, by interaction of my energies, different opinions arise. But for those who have fixed their intelligence on me and controlled their senses, differences of perception disappear. And consequently, the very cause for argument is removed. Purport. Conflicting varieties of perception are created by the interaction of the Lord's material energies in the minds of different philosophers who staunchly defend their opinions, stating, this may be the case, or perhaps that or the other, or this may not be the case, or perhaps that is not the case. Such logical or rational proposing, doubting, counter-proposing, counteracting, etc., take thousands of different forms and become the basis of argument. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the basis of all existence, since everything emanates from the Lord, is maintained by the Lord, and at the end is merged to rest within the Lord. Lord Krishna is Paratattva, the highest truth, underlying all other dependent truths. In a society of learned persons who have understood the personality of Godhead to be everything, there is no further cause of philosophical quarrel. Such unity of opinion is not based on the absence of philosophical inquiry, nor on the stifling of rational discussion, but is the natural result of spiritual enlightenment. So-called philosophers proudly boast that they are searching and researching for the absolute truth, yet they somehow consider one who has found the absolute truth to be less intelligent than one who has not found it but is searching. Because Lord Krishna is the absolute truth, one who fully surrenders to the Lord becomes the most learned person. And the verse again, by interaction of my energies, different opinions arise. But for those who have fixed their intelligence on me and controlled their senses, differences of perception disappear, and consequently, the very cause for argument is removed. Om Jnana Tvirandasya Jnanjana Shalakya Tatsur Anantam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasa Vishri Gaurapati Gaurava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So many things could be said. Today is the disappearance day of Sita Vrakreshwara Pandit. I looked in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there he is described as the fifth branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya's tree of Sankirtan, the Sankirtan movement. And he is described as an incarnation of Aniruddha, who is one of the four supreme personalities of the Kshatriya Vyuha, which is an expansion of Lord Balaram. Rakeshwara Pandit is specifically cited for his dancing. He could dance and dance and dance. It is said for up to 3 days, dancing. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would engage him in the Rathyatra to dance in the different circles of devotees. So he was well known as a dancer. He had a disciple. Oh, look at that. It was a bug. Enjoying the class. So he had a famous disciple, Gopalacharya Guru, and I didn't read so much about him. So many amazing personalities in the family of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as Lord Krishna goes from universe to universe traveling, Srila Prabhupada explains, like a road show or a carnival. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appears with eternal associates who travel with him and participate in his lila. There is one book called Gaura Ganadesh Kapik, which describes many, many of the different associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who they are in Krishna lila. Many of the personalities who were in Krishna lila, they appeared in Gaura lila, a very deep subject matter. So here, in this text, it's describing that there are many different opinions in this world regarding the absolute truth. And the question may be asked, why? As Lord Krishna is the absolute truth, Param Brahma, Param Dava, Pavitram, Paramam Uttamam, as Arjuna glorified him, that you are Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman, Param Dhamma, the Supreme Rest, Pavitram, Supreme Pure, Uttama, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Uttama, the Supreme, Ultimate. And he himself, Lord Krishna, declares, Aham Savasu Prabhava Matasavam Pravartante Iti Matva Vajanti Mam Buddha Bhava Samankataha. That everything material and spiritual, it emanates from me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. In so many places in his Gita, Lord Krishna declares how he is the Supreme Absolute Truth, Paratattva. And the Vaishnavacharyas point out that Arjuna, he accepts Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the 10th chapter, after Lord Krishna has described to Arjuna his many opulences, which clearly reveal his supreme position. And then in the 11th chapter, Arjuna, he asks to his amazement to see the universal form of Lord Krishna. And then finally to see his original form as four-handed Vishnu and two-armed Lord Krishna. He offered so many prayers, Arjuna, in glorification of Krishna, describing in many different poetical ways how Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how is it that there are so many different opinions? It's a reasonable question. It's a question that Srila Prabhupada touches upon in the beginning of the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He describes in the purport that in so many ways Lord Krishna declares himself to be God. Param Satyam, the supreme truth. So how is it that so many learned persons, so many philosophers, don't accept? And those of us who have had occasion to speak to people about Krishna consciousness, you know, there's so many different opinions and ideas, and people have their perspectives. And then amongst academic types and professors, they have many different opinions and ideas. And we find also in India, so many pandits and babas, they have so many different ideas. I've had occasion over the years to speak to dozens and dozens of people from India talking, expressing their opinions and their perspectives and their understandings. And it is surprising, you know, to me, a little, how shallow is our many Indians, people from India, their understanding of the Vedas and Vedic culture. But of course, why should we be surprised, even during Srila Prabhupada's preaching in India, precious few people came forward to embrace Krishna Bhakti. There was only one disciple, in fact, that seriously took association with Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada, he comments in that ninth chapter purport that it's because these different philosophers and academic types and politicians, they're not sincere. They don't really want to know the truth. In this purport, the point is made that there are those who are on the path, who are searching. Maybe some of us have talked to them. Maybe some of us ourselves were searching for the truth. I've met some people like that. I'm searching for God. And then when we share with them, with all logic, all simplicity of explanation, they don't accept. They bring up so many different arguments very often. And it becomes obvious they're not looking really for the absolute truth. They're not really sincere. They're getting buzzed on the search. Yes. Just like sometimes men and women, I suppose. But men are famous for bragging. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm selling stocks, I'm football player, you know. So these people, many of them, oh, I'm a yogi, I'm searching. And they know it sets them apart from other people, and it attracts attention, and so that's what they want. They don't want to find the absolute truth, because they would have to give up the romanticism and the glamour of the search and everything that comes with it. And we don't have to go into details. So Not sincere. And why not sincere? Why not sincere? What comes in between someone being open to the absolute truth and being willing to have a sincere discussion and move in the direction of what seems to be the logical direction to move into? Who would like to offer a suggestion? Why is it? Prabhupada? Swami? What?
Hidden agendas.
Hidden agendas. Like what? Could you elaborate?
Lust, greed, and anger.
Lust, greed, and anger. Yes. Anyone else? Trivik Ram Prabhu?
There's strong desire for self-gratification, bad association.
Yes. Madhaji?
I would say pride. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Because they're searching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to take instructions
from anyone. I'm going to figure it out on my own. And then it's going to be rejected if I didn't figure it out. Yeah, it can be hard to humble that, oh, whatever I've been thinking, it's the wrong thing. What will my wife think? What will my friends think? What will I think? You know, self-esteem. So many emotional factors. So in the purport in the ninth chapter there, Srila Prabhupada describes it. It's a lack of sincerity. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has actually written a very amazing short book, which is called Tattva Vivek. And that book specifically, it addresses exactly this purport and addresses specifically this question. And he points out to us that who are we? We are spirit. As much as our mind might not want to hear that, we are spirit. We are tiny little sparks of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. That's who we are. We're not this body. We're not this mind. We're not even the intelligence. And for those who are not self-realized, they are left with the material energy. They are left with the mind, with all its varieties of thoughts and all different modes of nature, the intelligence and all different modes of nature, Rajaguna, Tamaguna, Sattvaguna. And they get lost in it. They get lost in the false ego. I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a philosopher, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Jew, I'm Zoroastrian, whatever it is. And there's so much emotional stuff going on. You know. I remember speaking to this person in the Boeing helicopter plant in Philadelphia. And, you know, engineer. I thought, oh, college, probably pretty intelligent. So I started to have a conversation with him about Krishna consciousness. And he said to me, I can't talk to you right now. I have a date with my girlfriend this weekend, and that's all I can think about. So, you know, not to knock him, but how sad. How sad. We're talking about the repeated cycle of birth and death, and how it is that we're eternal. I can't talk about it. I'm just thinking about my date with my girlfriend. Missing the opportunity. So therefore, Lord Krishna, as I'm so very sorry, I'm just early Alzheimer's, I forgot your full sannyasana. Bhakti Prabhupada Damodar Goswami, is that? Sorry, please forgive me. Pointed out that lust, greed, and anger. So in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he advises us that we must protect our soul from the three gates leading to hell, lust, greed, and anger. And also in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Arjuna, what is that? Vita raga baya krodha matmaya mama pashita bhava jnana tapasa putamad bhava agata. That when one is freed from fear, anger, and attachment, and performs austerities, then one will be able to accept me. Otherwise, not. Also, the last verse, to the last verse of the seventh chapter, Yesham Twantikatam Papam Janmanam Punikaramanam Te Dvandamohanir Mukta Vajanti Mam Dridavrata. Again, Lord Krishna says that only those who are free of past sins, who are engaged in pious activities, only they can be Dridavrata. Otherwise, you can kiss it goodbye. Forget it. It'd be simply not possible. And so this is why when we talk to people, even though we may speak until we're blue in the face, and we may give the most logical, reasonable, we may give dump truck loads of evidence to support Lord Krishna's divinity, some people won't accept because they're unable to.
their minds are full of sinful inclinations and what's called samskaras. In the Vedic spirituality, there is the understanding of samskaras, that this astral body, this subtle body that we have, it's been with us for many, many, many births, and it's hardwired. To a large extent, it's hardwired with certain kinds of thinking patterns that are just very difficult to break. You know, as I talked about the last time I gave class, you know, as Prahlad Maharaj said to his father, even if you want to, you will not be able to accept because of these samskaras. And we find that even with ourselves on the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. That's what that's one of the ideas of Vaidhi Bhakti, is that we're Cheto Darpana Marjanam and Artha Nivritti, we're washing away these samskaras, these sinful reactions that are impediments. Anartha Nivritti Nishta. So at once the lust and the greed and the anger and the attachment, as it reduces, 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 then we won't be bothered by so many doubts and so many doubts. Because most of those doubts were there because of lust and greed and anger and all kinds of gobbledygook of neurosis and psychosis and all kinds of stuff. I remember I was in a bhakti program while I was cooking in a little center where devotees would come, new to the movement. And sometimes someone would say, oh, they would come up with doubts that, well, how come, you know, what about this about the Mahabharat war? What about this? So instead of even bothering to ask the question, to answer the question, sometimes we would just say, what's her name? Where does she live? Because very often, no offense to the women folk, it's nothing to do with you. But, you know, very often, because of the influence of material desires, people want to do something else. And if you want to do something else, then you'll find any kind of excuse to avoid it. It's psychology 101. There's nothing very complicated about it. So, that verse, Yesham Tvantakatam Papam, and that... was the other one from the fourth chapter? Vita Raga Bhaya Koda Matmaya Mama Pashita. As we cleanse our heart, then it becomes so much easier to be at peace with Krishna. Because by nature we love him. It is our, the great saints describe, the Vaishnava saints. Lord Chaitanya has taught, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. That Krishna Prema, it's our normal thinking pattern. It's just normal to love God and to have devotion. But it's covered by so many lifetimes of stuff. And as we engage in devotional service, specifically Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra carefully, without offense, and rendering service to the pure devotees, then gradually the anarthas in our heart are removed, and we can settle down into more settled devotion and serve Krishna in more peace. And then, what nishta, what's next? Ruchi? Ruchi, a taste. We actually enjoy hearing about Krishna more and more, and a shakti, become attached with some emotional feeling to Lord Krishna. So all of this, it's everyone, all of our neighbors, everyone in Alachua County, everyone is a Krishna Bhakti. Everyone is a Prema Bhakti, actually. But very sadly, it is covered over. And they may want, falsely, to remain covered over. That's an interesting thing. Other religious systems speak about this. This false ego, how we, or the conditioned souls, sometimes we protect our false ego because we think this will give me happiness. If I protect my proud view of myself, if I protect my identity as a man, a woman, or this or that, then I will be happy. This will lead to my greatest fortune. If I protect my atheism, even. You know, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually has said that there's no such thing as atheists. There is no such thing as atheists. There is no such thing as agnostics. Nope. Oh, what are they then? They are conditioned souls whose minds are so attached that they don't like the idea of spirituality. It's very simple. Suppose you have a child and it's running around with a knife. So we all know this is dangerous and we have to take the knife away from the child. Now what will be the feeling of the child as you even begin to walk towards the child? Will the child say, oh, mommy, here's the knife? Will the child do that? No. They'll be really upset with you. The child may actually cry. Oh, I hate you, mommy. You're terrible. I'm never going to talk to you again. And it's just emotional stuff, born out of ignorance. If the child had some wisdom, oh, thank you for helping me. Here's the knife. You're a wonderful person. But the child doesn't do that because it's in ignorance. And it's thinking, oh, if I run around with the scissors, it's going to be bliss. But we know better. So it is very similar to that. It's really an emotional thing. That these atheistic conditioned souls, agnostic conditioned souls, their intelligence and their mind is so full of attachment to this world. I heard some years ago, there was a pair of scientists, some men who were in science. And they were having some kind of book signing meeting or something. And they actually had the courage. I thought it was wonderful. They said, we will never accept anything spiritual because it will interfere with our sensuality. They had enough self-awareness and they had enough courage to just say where they were at instead of so much gobbledygook. By gobbledygook means everything comes from nothing, just all these things which are just ludicrous. Instead, they were very honest. We don't like the idea of spirituality. It will interfere with our sense gratification. Yes, that's exactly it. Or you're thinking like that. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there's a lot of sense gratification. But that's what they're thinking. And so therefore, the agnostics, well, I'm not sure if there's God. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Because they're afraid. How will I be happy if I accept this? And then the atheist, oh, you're going to stop me from doing these wonderful, noble activities of drinking myself drunk and leaving a string of women behind me pregnant? Oh, what crazy Hare Krishnas you are. Right? There's the atheists. They're just attached people, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So all of this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the most kind, merciful, effective doctor has descended to give us the medicine to save us from our own crazy minds that will just take us to hell. Chetu Darpana Marjanam Baba Mahani Rapanam. If you chant Hare Krishna carefully and you sing in kirtan and you avoid the sinful activities, your heart will become free of this lust and greed and anger and all this crazy stuff that causes you to reject Krishna and shoot yourself in your foot. So I'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments? Some discussion. Mara?
Just two brief comments, if I may. I always I could say, like, if I made a comment, I could say, well, what do you think? That kind of makes it into a question. So,
I'm sorry, what's that? I missed.
After I make a comment, I can ask you, well, what do you think about that? And that way I can try to convert the comment into a question. The questions are more user-friendly in the classes. The context, I remember reading this section, and it's actually kind of a detail. It's just how many different material energies are there. And actually, in this particular case, Krishna condones all these differences of opinions. He's not, in the context that we were discussing in the class, it is not very good, because we're talking about different opinions in general. But because, anyway, Krishna says all these great sages, they all have their different angles of vision, and they're all correct in one sense, and it kind of like almost brushed it off in a sense. But yeah, more germane or pertinent to our Krishna consciousness to take it in a more general sense. I also wanted to mention, we were talking about impediments, why people either don't want or just can't connect at all with the absolute truth. And one is that they don't accept Shabda. There's a verse, I think Krishna, Lord Chaitanya speaking to a Ram Bhakta. I think it's an Adi Leela. This is aprakrita vashtu, aprakrita vashtu neha prakrita gochara. Vede puda neti e kahe nirantara. That the conclusion of the Vedas and the Puranas is always the same. What is that? That the material conception cannot connect with transcendence. By the praktita gochara, it doesn't reach the praktita. The material conception cannot connect with, cannot, by its own efforts, cannot understand the aprakrita vastu, the actual substance. So that's a big impediment, especially in the Western world. People have been cheated so many times that they just brush off the idea of hearing from authority. So again, if one is sincere, looking for the absolute truth, then he may just bite the bullet and accept the fact that even if he doesn't understand the epistemology of it, but if he just accepts the fact that we used to say, I'm a mess, the world is a mess, I need help. And then me need help means that I accept someone who can actually guide me towards the light. So what do you think about that?
Yeah. I've spoken to a number of people, usually youths. You know, my uncle says this, my father says this about spirituality. You know, he thinks this is the truth, that is the truth. And sometimes I respond that, you know, with all due respect to your uncle, who is he? You know? I mean, this planet Earth is just one little planet in the solar system, which is just one little tiny solar system amongst thousands. We're such specks of specks of specks, you know? And who are we to give our learned opinions that, well, this can't be, or this, that, I just, you know. And what really is the qualification? I mean, with all due respect, we love your uncle, he's wonderful, but, you know, what has he studied? What is his background? I mean, what is his qualification to give his learned opinion, you know? Or anyone. We meet people, you know. They want to argue with Vyasadeva. You know, very often I'll say to someone, kind of cutting to the chase, I'll say, are you aware that the only reason you can say the word yoga is because of Shrita Vyasadeva? Do you know? I do, just kind of cut down there. Are you aware of that? Or the only way you can even say the word Shiva is because of Shrita Vyasadeva. He's the authority. Do you know that? Well, no. And then they want to argue. Oh, well, you know, he was in the past. I'm giving my learned opinion. It's just childish stuff. So yes, I I think when I was with you, I may have been reading this 11th canto, that, yeah, Lord Krishna is acknowledging that there are many different points of view, and they're true up to a point, but only so far. And they all have their relative truth. But when push comes to pull, you know, I am the supreme absolute truth. The buck stops with me. Sarvadhamma pariyaja, mamekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sava papebhyo, moksha shami maasuchaha. You had best follow my Gita, or else. That's what Lord Krishna says at the end. You know, so it's up to us to somehow adjust our mind. I was thinking about this morning, that I have to learn how to adjust my mind to reality and stop trying to adjust reality to match my mind. You know? And people don't understand this. Any other questions or comments? Trivikram Prabhu?
We know there are 18 major Puranas, and some of them definitely are bent on Lord Shiva, propagating him as the supreme. Some propagate Lord Brahma as the supreme. So when I've read this verse, I felt that there are some philosophers who would definitely become confused because of this, because these Puranas themselves are propagating Shiva as the supreme or Brahma as the supreme. And so definitely there can be confusion. And in addition to that, then you have these yuga dharmas. In every yuga, there is a different dharma. And all of these can also bring forward doubt. You know, so you have something to say on that?
No, I don't know very much myself. But at the near the end of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, what is that? Tadvidi pranipatena pariparshena sevya upadakshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatadarshanam. One must have a guru. You know, I speak to so many people from India, actually, for some reason or the other, and they're all wonderful people. But, you know, often it's just unfortunate that there's people, you hear in America, you have people who have the word yoga on their sign. And if you ask them, where did the word yoga come from? And they're clueless, but they're teaching yoga. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon. So, you know, most lay people aren't aware of what's what in the Vedas. Therefore, we need a guru. Not only do we need a guru, but we need a guru who is in one of the four sampradayas. Within the Vedas, it is told that one must accept a guru only from one of the four Vaishnava sampradayas and none else. That's what Srila Vyasadeva says, for whatever it's worth. And so when we hear from those Vaishnavacharyas, like Srila Ramanujacharya, Srila Madhvacharya, Nibarka Swami, Vishnu Swami, and in our line, the six Goswamis, now the six Goswamis, they comprehensively read the Vedas from A to Z, from top to bottom. They did that. And therefore, they are in the best position to give anyone some kind of comprehensive grasp of the overarching purpose of the Vedas. You know, the average person on the street, or even some different pandits and babas, you know, bless their souls, they usually have a very partial, just a slice of Vedic spirituality. They really don't know fully their stuff. And then they do a whole lot of social good, like Vivekananda and Ramakrishna, and everyone is like, oh, you're the god of the earth, you fed us, you gave us food to eat, you're the most wonderful people, whatever you say, it must be true. Even though they're speaking spiritual garbage. And they did. So it's just sad. So as it was pointed out, one has to pray to be sincere so that one will be brought to the lotus feet of a true guru, that one will be brought to the feet of a bona fide sampradaya, so that one can have the opportunity to get the straight stuff. Yeah. The six Goswami, especially Jiva Goswami, he has written, anyone who wants all the whys and the wherefores and the references, and, you know, why Lord Shiva is not so, Srila Jiva Goswami has written all that in his Sandarbhas.
It's all there, all the references. Srila Prabhupada actually encouraged that for those who want to really go deep into it, you should study these Sindarbhas. And once we are a little familiar, then we can be able to explain clearly and lucidly, you know, like in answer to your question. And I find that most people, oh, I had no idea. Okay. And then there's a few rascals who refuse to surrender. It's getting kind of late. Any other questions or comments? John. What was that?
There's an advertisement now for people saying become a life guru. You pay a fee, you take a class, and then you can be advertised as a guru. People can pay you to be their guru. This is for real. I mean, it's horrible. It's kind of pathetic, but it's happening, unfortunately.
All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Guranga, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.